We'll get some Pocahontas area perspective on tonight's game with Indians coach Brian Friesner. Indians win it 65-51. Talk about a tale of two halves, Brian. That's what we had here tonight. Down by 17 in the second quarter, but got it to a 9-point deficit at halftime. Kept on scratching and fighting, and you took the lead at the end of the third quarter and got it done in the fourth.
Yeah. I really don't know what to say. I mean, I give credit to St. Mary's. They're a scrappy group themselves. We kind of talked about it in our pregame. Number 35, I'm not going to try to butcher his name, but he hit, what,
Chakachu Malu.
Yeah. Five or six three-pointers.
Five.
And especially in the first half, that really got him going. And then told the guys, we got to play our game. You could see that press was starting to wear a little bit more. And as we talked about all season, it's not you got to go in the first quarter. You're going at the buzzer in the fourth quarter.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel tonight the process really kicked in and the kids really bought into it and they kept fighting. And just in a hot gym, they got after it.
Yeah. So what were some of the words that were spoken at halftime after you got on a little bit of run there to close the gap at halftime?
Well, first of all, I know there's regulations, so I can't say everything I said.
No, I
didn't
say
those things. We just talked about that's the intensity that we have to have. You know, Mr. Hurd is a big gentleman. He works hard. He's an intimidating fixture in the middle, but we can't be afraid of 7 foot tall. And I feel like early on we were afraid of that. I go, our game's to attack the rim. We keep doing that, but if he doesn't step out, you take the 10-foot jump shot. If he jumps out, you make the little dime to the post, and we got a layup. And those are the little things that we talked about. Just be composed. We're making run. You know, we kind of hit on things now. We're getting kind of a secondary group that comes in, just kind of runs helter-skelter. And that kind of got us pumped up. And I told the kids, we need to ride that wave. Let's keep moving forward, keep working them, keep pushing them. They're going to turn the ball over. We're going to get some easy layups. And we got to that point, especially in the fourth quarter, where they were tired. St. Mary's was tired, and we're playing basketball.
Yeah, layups, you said. Coach Landgraf and him stopping up felt that Hurd having to sit early in the third quarter with his fourth foul was a big turning point.
Oh, big time. You can't coach that kind of length. And he takes up a lot of area, and all of a sudden that you see the kids that go, oh, we can get there.
Yeah,
now.
Eight or so blocks in the first half.
I think in one possession. he had one. I know there was three blocks he had. And again, he's disciplined. You know, most big guys are swatting and swinging at it, but he's strong. He stands tall. I give him all the credit in the world. I was really impressed with his play tonight.
Well, impressive for you guys, as usual, was Jace Davidson, 21 points, and stepped up in crunch time, 10 fourth quarter points, and Cam Callion had 16 as well. Cam always, making things happen all over the court on defense too.
Yeah, Cam's just one of those special breeds of kids. He's athletic, he's long. The scary thing is that kid's raw still. This is really his third year of playing organized basketball. If we would have had him a long time ago, oh boy. I mean, we're lucky to have him here, and he playing for us here up in Pokey. I'd like to have him one more year. I mean, holy cow. But no, he makes things happen. He's a motor, and he's an energizer. He's telling the boys, we can do this. Come on, step up. We got this. And it's a positive energy that helps build us.
Well, you will try and build on this on Tuesday, start of three games next week. You host East Sac County, who you beat rather handily earlier in the season, but they're starting to get it together.
They are. And we just talked about that in the locker room. Enjoy tonight. You never give away a win. But East Sac's coming. Mm-hmm. And we took care of business on their court, and Todd does a great job down there, and he's not going to let them forget what we did to them, and they're going to come out of this pretty darn quick. And they're starting to hit threes. I know Levi Olhusen is starting to hit threes all over, and they're playing good ball. They're getting back to playing ESAC ball.
Well, I had at the end of the third quarter in Lake City, Newell Fonda was leading South Central Calhoun 44-36. I'm sure they're winding it down by now, so a game you're definitely interested in to see how that shakes out. Coach Friesner, thanks a lot for the time. Congrats on the win over St. Mary's.
Well, thank you for having us.